Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. Today is Thursday, January the 31st, 2013. Today we're going to be talking about receiving the Holy Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit. There are so many faiths that talks about receiving the Holy Spirit, the Christian faith, and there's some Hinduish faith in their religion that they receive the Anthiaman, I guess is what they call it. They call the indweller, which is the Holy Spirit to them. So we're going to be talking about more of the Christian faith about receiving the Holy Spirit, and we're also going to be reading biblically what Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit. We're going to be getting into that today. But today, I'm going to start off with the daily word, and today is inner peace. As we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit within, daily word is inner peace. I am tranquil as I experience love and peace within me. I am tranquil as I experience love and peace within me. So the peace within in a person is the peace of the Holy Spirit or the peace that God, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit and God is dwelling fully awoken within you and dwelling within you, the peace of God is dwelling within you. So no matter what is going on with you during the day, you feel that peace. So feel that peace. I have a dear friend of mine that just received Christ, received the Holy Spirit, asking Christ to come within them and turn on that key to receive their divine daughtership or sonship. And she is really, really experiencing a peace and a freedom that she's never experienced before. And I'm so happy for her, and I'm really, you know, jumping for joy that she actually got to that level in her spiritual path to have that opened up for her. And really, it's a great day, you know, for all Christians when, you know, when something like that happens, when one receives Christ and he starts growing within them. And they start seeing, like they say, once you lose yourself, you actually gain yourself by giving up your ego, giving up the control of your mind, and receiving the divine, which was actually, your body was designed to carry the force of the divine within it. But when we came down here, we made a contract to be cut off to find ourselves again. It's the name of the game. But there's so many different ways, you know, well, there's only one way, but there's so many different roads and ways that we try to go until we find the one and truly only way. And that's, you know, that's where our lives go sometimes. And sometimes it takes some of us a very long time to find it. Sometimes it takes maybe, you know, in our youth we find it. But everybody has their own path. But the day the word goes on to say, as I walk along the shoreline, watch the sun rise at the start of the day, or listen to the patter of rain on my roof, I feel peace within me. Nature is a reminder that God is everywhere present. Tranquility settles as I complete the activity of God's Spirit. I fall forth peace and attune my inner ear to the world of the divine guidance, encouragement, love, faith that deals within me. The vastness, the power, the glory of God awaits me in my inner sanctuary. As I face the daily demands of my life and the occasional situations, I remember the peace that lies within and draws from its strength. Nothing is disturbed the peace of my soul. Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 9. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and seen in me, and God of peace will be with you. Okay. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. So God is saying all the things you heard from Christ and the things you saw in Christ walk here on earth, and the God of peace will be within you. So when you walk his walk, speak his talk, you'll start receiving the peace that he offered to people. Like he's getting ready to say in this biblical scripture here that I'm getting ready to read. He talks about when you follow my word and walk in my ways, and when you're walking and reflecting Christ, that's when you reap the benefits of being a Christian, of being having peace within you. But it's impossible. It's very impossible when you're walking the ways of the world and you want to receive peace, because this world has been based upon separation. When you're separating yourself from God every day, there is no peace. There is no peace when you're separating yourself from God every day in separation. But when you bring yourself back to the divine, back to God, Holy Spirit's opened up within you, then you start seeing the whole world differently. You start seeing the way God sees it, not by way of the brain and the separation that we've created with not having the Holy Spirit, and the way our brains and all of our minds put together has created this. As I said on the show before, we're actually created for the mind to be our tool, not to be the ruler of our life. And a lot of us has actually forgot about that, and everything that the mind puts out is what controls us. So sometimes it takes the Holy Spirit to reveal what is really the controller. The Spirit of God is the controller. And go to the mind of spirit and listen from the mind of spirit to live a peaceful life, and only use the mind for a tool, like to see the earth, to taste, to feel, to move, all that. That's what it's for. It's like the microchip that helps move things. That's all it's there for, not to actually control the body. We're the little guy in the seat with a remote control, not the the robot itself doing the controlling. It's us. To take back the control. Instead of letting it's just like getting into a car, and then the car is like, the scary movie Christine's, like the car takes over and it drives where it wants to. That's what we're in. We're in a Christine car, in a possessed car that's driving around. We're just sitting in a seat and it's got us trapped in there. We're like, man, what's going on here? Till the Holy Spirit comes into the Christine car that we're in, our bodies, and takes over the car and hands the keys to us. Say, now you're in control. So the car is completely turned off. We're the controller of the steering wheel and of the gas pedal. It's all in our control now. We control the car. So that's the whole thing about the Holy Spirit. It's all about getting in control of you. Getting in control with God controlling, leading us, showing us how to control this car, what to do, to open up the Holy Spirit. See, the Spirit within us is completely different than who our consciousness is that we see every day, that we feel and all that. It's completely different. It's the knowing of God's knowledge. It's the knowing of God's love. It's the peace. It's the understanding that He that dwells within Him is within us. We're the piece of His body. We're the children of the Almighty God. So when the Holy Spirit comes, it teaches us to knowledge that we had that we lost. It reveals the knowledge back to us. So that's one of the big things there, that the Holy Spirit turns that key and we come back to our full divine sonship and daughtership. I'm going to go ahead and get into the Bible today. It's John 16, verse 15 through, I think it's 15 through 31, I think. So Jesus promises the Holy Spirit, "If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another, counselor to be with you forever. The Holy Spirit is the truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives within you, and He will be in you. I will not leave you as a orphan. I will come in you." So what Jesus is saying is God, Him and God is the same. He is in His Father. When Him and He is actually God in form. So the divine with Him has took over His body, and when you ask for Him, you're asking for God to send the Holy Spirit within you. "I will not leave you as an orphan." He will never leave you. "I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On what day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commandments and obeys them, He is in one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." So what he's saying is he will reveal himself in many different ways to the people who obeys, loves, and follows him. Then Judas said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teachings. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home within him. He who does not love me will not obey my teachings. Those words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. So this was spoken before he passed on the cross and was raised. But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, the counselor is the Holy Spirit. That's the thing of the counselor. Or if you wonder what the counselor is, it is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things that will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives, but not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad, and I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of the world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father, and I do exactly what the Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. So this here is way, this is just a little bit before he's getting ready to go through his trials and all that stuff before he's crucified. And he was speaking to his disciples during that time. And he was talking about, you know, the Holy Spirit is going to be their counselor. He's, you know, they received the Holy Spirit, or they was around the Holy Spirit, and they was receiving benefits. But the full Holy Spirit wasn't completely given to them until after his resurrection and his ascendance, when he said to the Father, and it was actually laid upon them. That's when they were speaking in tongues, which people does do that today. And it's a very, very amazing thing when that happens. I was listening to Sid Roth at Supernatural the other day, and he was talking about speaking in tongues. I've done some of that myself, speaking in tongues. I mean, I don't sound exactly like theirs do. Everybody's divine inner voice is a little different. I mean, we all ain't the same. We all are made to be individuals, but of the same body. And when he starts speaking in tongues, I started speaking in tongues a little bit. And it's kind of amazing. I don't really understand it. Now, I can't say what is what, but there is some folks that's not legit, and you can kind of tell it. But mostly when somebody speaks in tongues, you can't understand it. It's a unique language. You cannot understand it. It ain't Jewish. It ain't Spanish. When you hear somebody speak Spanish, it's very rare that that's speaking in tongues, because speaking in tongues is a unique language that is not of this world. And you start speaking stuff and it sounds weird, but it's not language that's on this earth. And that's how I can tell, you know, when somebody's really speaking the language. And to me, what happens to me when I start speaking in tongues, now, I've been through a lot of spiritual processes that's got my body ready for the spirit to come within. And my spiritual, they call the Kundalini, whatever, starts, or the Holy Spirit starts running up and down my spine, and then I start waving. And then the Holy Spirit fills me completely, and I start waving back and forth, and then I just start feeling a shaking, and it starts coming over me. Before I know it, there's just a few words that start coming out of my mouth, and before I know it, I'm saying two or three words, and it's something not of this world. It's just different. And I'm saying, Jesus, you know, fill me with the Holy Spirit, and it just starts coming out. And a lot of people in spiritual beliefs don't believe this, but it happens to me, and I didn't really believe it either. I was sitting through the oneness meditation one day, and I was receiving the diksha or the grace one day that one of the meditators was giving, and all of a sudden I started doing this. And I was like, this is unique. And I just started speaking, and I was saying the name of God. Now, this is plain as day. I was saying the name of God in many different forms, like Jehovah and all this other stuff, and Allah and whatever. I mean, I can't tell you exactly what it was. It was many different names. It's been a while. But anyway, it was many different forms of God's name. And I thought, this is kind of cool. It was like I was sitting back in a room watching this go on while it was just coming out of my mouth. Then I'll start speaking another strange language. And it's different, but it's kind of like channeling, but not channeling. It's kind of like it, but not that. It's hard to explain it. Channeling is when something's taken over your body and you're speaking many different weird things and you know what it's saying and it's out of control. But when the Holy Spirit comes in, it's just basically saying words. It's supposed to be your soul speaking its true language, what it's really speaking to God. And what they were saying on Sid Roth the other day, they were saying when you speak in tongues, imagine yourself in front of God and you're speaking to Him. And he's the only one that understands your language because it actually came from Him. So when you're speaking in tongues, and it might be some folks that's listening to this radio show right now that does speak in tongues. And a lot of them use it as a badge, as they were saying. When you have received a spiritual gift and you're like, well, this is a badge on my uniform and my Christian life, and I don't need to do it anymore. I've already gained this. No, it's a tool that you need to constantly use. You need to use this tool constantly when you pray, speak in tongues. Because it actually transpires your worship. It brings you closer to God. And it actually opens up the supernatural realms in your room. It opens up the realm to the divine, to the whole heavenly realm right there to you when you're speaking in this tongues, because you're speaking into the atmosphere, and as you know, everything's a matrix and everything's vibration, and it starts turning things on. And they actually say it actually turns on your spiritual gifts when you speak in tongues. So you're actually advancing your spiritual self when you speak this. So if you do speak in tongues, do not stop doing it just because you think it's something great that you've done and you've already finished with it. It's a gift. Keep on doing it. Anytime you get meditation time, speak in tongues and see if your spiritual life, grows quickly, because that's what it's actually there for, is to help your spiritual life grow quickly. But the Holy Spirit is it's the counselor of God that's given to you to counsel you, to help you on your spiritual path through Christ to God. I was talking to one of my friends last night, and we was talking about the Holy Spirit, and I told him it's like the cell phone to God. It turns on your connection to God where you can actually communicate with God better. And plus, the Holy Spirit will speak to you and counsel you and lead you in the right direction. And when you're not doing something wrong, it really lets you know you're doing something wrong. You'll feel bad. You'll be like, I shouldn't have did that. I need to rethink things. And that's what you need to do. I mean, you don't need to feel bad all the time. But if you do something majorly bad to another brother, another sister, I hear, we're all God's children. When we do something bad to somebody, we need to know what we're doing wrong where we can correct it and bring peace between both of you. When you don't have that inner guidance in you to let you know that you're doing wrong, that's bad, because you'll keep on hurting other people because you don't know the difference. The Holy Spirit stops and makes you look and see what you've done, and you can correct that or try to do better towards that person. We need that guidance. We need that correction. As a father corrects his child, if his child has done something wrong, he corrects him. He loves him. He loves him. A real father loves his child when he corrects them, so he won't correct them wrongly. He will not harm them, but he will make sure that they know that they're done wrong. And that's what God does. He'll with His Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will correct you, show you what you've done wrong, and ask you to change it, and show you ways that you can change it. So God has sent you like a, how can I say this? God has sent you like a, teacher versus, you know, a babysitter. I'll say the Holy Spirit's like your babysitter, and angels are around you helping with it. He's like your cell phone to God, and he's like your babysitter that helps guide you to keep you out of trouble. And without the babysitter there, the Holy Spirit babysitter, you're just opened up wild, and you can bounce into many different things. And don't get me wrong, everything is made out of light. But since we came down here and decided to cut our ties to find him, we're in control by our brain. We've cut all of our spiritual gifts, and we're controlled by this flesh thing up here that actually gains all its knowledge from all the things in the world. And then we live off of that. And when we live off all the things we've learned on TV, off the radio, off these rap videos and all that stuff, we can get ourselves in trouble. And we need that Holy Spirit to help guide us, reconnect us to our divine self, and get the knowledge that we actually really have, and know that we are born from love. We came from love. We came from God. We came from love. But we don't know that until we ask the Holy Spirit to come with me and ask Christ to give us the Holy Spirit. When we do that, the whole world opens up. Healing comes. The body is relieved from stress. I saw this. I can't just be saying, you know, this is what it says in the Bible, and this here is what this religious group say. I saw this with my own eyes. And some of this stuff I didn't even believe in at one time. I saw transformation with my own eyes. I mean, actually transformation. Somebody's actually been in bad problems, bad situations, and just completely, within 2 days, it just went away. It's like the Holy Spirit came within them, set up house, and then knocked all the darkness off, started knocking the darkness off this person. And it stays within them. But as long as you, the more you stay in prayer and connection with God, it grows. The power grows. And the thing about the Holy Spirit is the more it grows, all the abilities that Christ and all these disciples have, you have too. As long as you have the Holy Spirit in you, you have those abilities too. You can cast out demonic entities. You can heal folks. You can ask the Holy Spirit to come within folks. You have that power just like they do. Because what is in them is in you. You have that divine counselor, as they do. So all these wonderful gifts that these beings had, you have it too when that's turned on. You have it too. There's so many churches out here that teach, you know, it only happened in biblical days. That is a lie. That is a lie. The Holy Spirit carries the keys. You have the keys. Use them. Do the healings that Christ did. Cast out the demonic things. Destroy the karma. Destroy the bondage of people by using Jesus' name, using the Holy Spirit, using your divine self, and being a divine son of God, daughter of God. Use that ability. Well, the show is about over with, and I'm going to go ahead and say a quick prayer. Everybody close your eyes, and let's go ahead and say a prayer. Divine Heavenly Father, this is in Jesus' name, to bless all the folks that are listening to the show. We ask you to bless them through this day and put a legion of archangels around them to protect them during this day and bring them love and healing. We ask this in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Every one of y'all have a great day today. I hope this message helped y'all. God bless.